You've been in your home for 40 years. You got more than enough stuff, right? You've got all that stuff in your property, in the garage or the carport, down in the basement. There's stuff in boxes and corners that you haven't looked at. You might even have a wet basement issue that you're frightened of opening some of the boxes to see what's in there. And you might be living in a dream of what you've got, but the reality may be different. So you got a situation there where the stuff you've got is overwhelming you, and you're having difficulty either because you're not sure what steps to take or you just don't want to take them. You have a situation where getting out of the house is too daunting. And some of us are gifted about making a plan and then following the plan. Some of us are not. Some of us are more immediate in the moment or distractible, perhaps have a disorder even of ADD, have a hard time seeing the forest for the trees. You might even get into the middle of organizing and then get distracted by other things that are going on in your life. Regardless, when you have so much stuff and you still need to move, the word on the street is to sell your house, you have to declutter. To sell your house, you need to get it into show condition. I'm telling you that that is not the case. It is the best way to sell for the most money, but it's not the only way to sell your house. And frankly, you can do both, meaning you can start a process of getting your home ready to go on the open market while it's quietly being marketed. So without a sign, without a lockbox, not in the MLS, you can market that property to the top agents who do 90% of the business out there. Let them know, hey, I got something. If you know someone who wants to be in this neighborhood, I want to make you aware of it. Keep an eye out for it. And we generate prospective buyers through this process. We'll also, by word of mouth, mention a property. We're doing what is termed in the real estate ease as an exclusive sell, meaning it's exclusively being marketed by the agent in the process. It's not necessarily being disseminated across the multiple listing service and the web. There's not a sign to call attention to it in the front yard. We have our clients go through a process of, let's say, we meet with them, they call us, they say, hey, I got all this stuff. I don't know what to do. What do you suggest? Well, let's pretend that you're this couple. You've been in the home for 40 years. You know it's time to move to either a continuing care retirement community, such as Greenspring Village in Springfield, or maybe Vincent Hall in McLean, or Riderwood out in Silver Spring, or, you know, Ingleside in Rock Creek or up in Rockville, or any of the other fine communities that are out there. Well, you've got these ideas of where you want to go. You might be on a waiting list. The waiting list might be 2 years out, 4 years out, or 6 months out before you're going to get a call to say, hey, we have a villa available for you, or a cottage, or an apartment. So we'll formalize a relationship with our clients up front with the idea that we're going to quietly list the property, and the quiet listing period just goes until you get notice that you have to get out. In other words, that you have to move because the villa is ready. And so we will assist you and coach you on getting your property ready during this period that we're quietly marketing, letting people know that it's coming up. Well, I just said you have too much stuff. I just said you might have a hard time facing the reality of getting rid of your things. And it might be a tough conversation between husband and wife on some of the stuff, you know, things that she really wants out and has for decades, but he won't let go. I think you can relate. So it's okay. We quietly market the property. We manage the other agents' expectations. This home is not ready yet for showing in the open market, but we'll give you an opportunity to consider this in a non-competitive environment, meaning you're not competing with another agent and buyer to come in and buy that property. So we'll ask full price for it in exchange for that non-competitive opportunity. The great news, too, is that our clients are experiencing some showings in advance, and we recently sold two homes with this tool. One was in Chevy Chase, Maryland, for $950,000. One was $640,000 in Potomac. We recently had a home in McLean that we showed quietly on the quiet listing several times. It did not sell through that, and we've gone to the open market and sold. So it applies to our listings, not everyone, but there are plenty of people out there who are just overwhelmed by their stuff, and they like the idea of having a little bit more careful tact, a little more discreet approach, and we give our clients a reduction in our brokerage when we sell in the quiet because we're not spending money on the marketing the way that we would on the open market. So we don't want you to pay us for something that we're not doing, but we want to give you the full benefit of getting a great price, again, a reduction in commission, and then working the settlement date out so that it works to whatever your situation might be. Those of you who are on waiting lists, you may be ready to move, but the place you really want to go to isn't ready. If we get a contract, we'll work with your retirement community to find an alternative location for that period of time between when we get a contract and when your villa or your cottage or your other apartment you really want is going to be ready. What I love about that is, yes, you do move a couple times. You move first, you do all your downsizing into the first place, and then you just do a short transition over to the other. And with the commission savings and the quiet, that more than pays for that second move. It's very attractive.